Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and we've reached Matthew chapter 5, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. We're just going to spend a few moments thinking about verse 1 today. It reads, "Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down." We'll stop there for a moment. Jesus adopts the traditional way of teaching that was practiced by rabbis of the time. Rather than standing up, they sat down to teach. The crowds are all around him, and it is not insignificant that they are with him on a mountainside. I think here we have Jesus portrayed as the new lawgiver. There's a deliberate imitation of the Sinai experience of Moses. And indeed, there are also contrasts. Instead of the Lord coming down onto the mountain for Moses, here our Lord goes up onto the mountain. In the past, God spoke in thunder and lightning. Here, he speaks in the voice of human beings. At Sinai, the people were ordered to keep their distance, and it was safer for them to do so. Here, they are called near. Contrasts as well as similarities with what happens with Moses and the Israelites. Mountains seem to be important in the book of Matthew. We have the Mount of Temptation in chapter 4, verse 8, the mountain of the sermon here, the Mount of Transfiguration in chapter 17, and also you could say the mountain of farewell in chapter 28, verse 16. These mountain experiences, sometimes pretty much just Jesus on his own, other times with disciples, other times perhaps with a crowd, they all seem to be emphasized in Matthew for a reason. They are peaks in Matthew. Things rise to those points and then things happen significantly afterwards. Perhaps it would be a useful quiet time to study these mountain situations in the book of Matthew and look at what happens immediately before and just after. Well, next time we're going to talk a bit more about this Sermon on the Mount. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.